This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When California Congressman Robert Matsui died on New Year's Day, the Democratic Party used a time-honored tradition to find his successor. Matsui's widow, Doris Matsui, is running for a seat in a special election next week. Since 1923, 45 widows have succeeded their husbands in Congress. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis reports from Sacramento.
In nearly every job imaginable, when a spouse passes away, the widow or widower would never simply step in and take over their position. But when a congressman dies unexpectedly in office, this practice is somehow accepted. The political party that controls the seat often needs somebody quick for a special election. And the widow is a strong bet to win.
She has some real advantages, and the biggest advantage, I think, is her name recognition and sympathy.
Debbie Walsh is the director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. She says widows are often used as temporary placeholders until the party can groom a politician to take over the congressional seat.
Most of the women in history have gone on to just fill out that term and then retire from Congress. But there are a number of women who have built their own political careers. They get there in the first place to kind of continue their husband's legacy, and then they get into Congress and they see that they have an opportunity to really bring their own agenda to the fore.
Women such as Lindy Boggs from Louisiana and Curtis Collins from Illinois served about two decades in the House. Both retired in the 1990s. And despite being in a time of great personal grief, Walsh says widows often agree to run for office because they feel strongly about continuing their husband's work. Still, running a public campaign while privately grieving can be overwhelming. Congresswoman Lois Capps ran for the House 7 years ago after her husband Walter Capps died in office.
I remember telling a reporter shortly after Walter's death, I had just started campaigning. He said, "What's it like?" And I was sitting on a school playground. I said, "It feels like a great big pit or a hole in my soul and in my body, in my stomach."
Capps is now serving in her fifth term and is one of three women currently in Congress who were elected after their husbands died in office. When Capps ran, she was asked over and over, "Why should you be in Congress? Just because you're the widow?" Several of Matsui's opponents have also said this shouldn't be a coronation, like a queen taking over for a king. But speaking with several voters at a midtown Sacramento coffee shop, they didn't feel Matsui is simply being handed the office.
"That's not unfair and it's not sliding in."
48-year-old Republican Steve Koraj said it's no different than President Bush taking advantage of his father's name. He says the candidate still has to earn the votes.
"We all registered. So she's running for an office. The public is going to speak."
For 24-year-old Charmaine Hale, the issue is who is most qualified. And she says being a widow of a congressman is a positive.
"Given that the husband would come home and probably discuss issues, problems he or she, he's confronted. And so I would think the widow would know a lot about what's required for the job. She'd probably have some of the social connections the husband has. She's been exposed. So I would think that would work out."
And unlike some widows who have run for Congress in the past, Doris Matsui enters the race already with some political clout. She's a longtime Washington lobbyist and also served as a deputy assistant to President Clinton. So Matsui says she wants voters to know who she is before the election.
"Bob and I had been married for 38 years and he'd been in Congress for 26. Obviously, we shared that experience and we have the same goals. He's no longer here, but I'm here, and I, as an individual, believe that I can accomplish a lot myself. You know, my mother once told me, when one door closes, another one opens, and I'm going through that door."
If she wins, Doris Matsui says she will continue her husband's work to fight Social Security privatization and help secure federal dollars for flood protection in Sacramento. She also wants to become involved in health insurance reform and advancing stem cell research. Matsui is considered the strong favorite in the March 8th special election. 11 lesser-known candidates are also running, but all prospective challengers who were considered more formidable decided not to run. Not against the widow of an unbeatable incumbent. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.